Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, 20 years. Wow. Thanks for being the amazing resource and thought leader that you are to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and growing companies around this planet and intergalactically.
20 years of fabulous shows, incredible guests, fun with you.
20 years of being a small business champion.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. In the third decade of the 21st century, I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Our good friend Dawn Fotopoulos is our guest. 16 years she's been hanging out with us. Author of Accounting for the Numberphobic. That's an award-winning book. She's a full professor at King's College. She's the founder of Hidden Profit Academy. Dawn, thanks again for being here. We're talking about you're helping us understand the power and the essentialness of being online, having an online presence, our online footprint being optimized, making sure that Google, God help us, that Google, that we're meeting their algorithms, that we've got our security certificates done. But one of the things that we have to do, and as much as I've resisted this early on, just because it just irritated me, we have to have our websites to be mobile optimized, because more people than not are doing their online work for consumer type things, especially on their phone. You got to be able to have a website that fits in the small screen.
Yeah, it's a generational thing.
It is. Okay, so I You're exactly right. They don't mind scrolling. They don't mind scrolling.
Crazy. I know. I mean, I'm not a big scroller, but I mean, they send their taxes to the IRS on their phone. I would never ever do that. You know, they're doing what I would consider to be, you know, really close work on these tiny little screens, but that's how they're used to working. All their apps are on their phone. There's so much of their life that basically is on their phone. That's why when they lose their phone, it's like a crisis.
Yeah.
So mobile applications are very important also, because not only is it true for, you know, millennials, Gen Xs, and everybody else that came behind them, Gen Zers and so forth, but something like 80% of transactions that are being done online are being done through mobile, okay? So if that's true and you want a piece of the action, your website or your web presence has to be mobile-friendly, and you should check it. Go on your phone, have a bunch of your friends or your colleagues or your family members go on the phone and get on your website and click around and see what your customers or potential customers are seeing. And if there's a problem, it's a worthwhile investment.
If you have a regular website and it's not mobile ready, I have a regular website, but it converts to mobile when you access it from mobile. In other words, I have two different websites. I have a regular site for your big screen, then I have a site for your mobile screen. Now, everybody doesn't have to have that. More and more people are going to want to just have the mobile, but I've got too much content to put all that on a mobile site. Anyway, my point is you can do it either way. You can have a regular site and then a mobile site. They put an M in front of your URL, and it goes right to the mobile site. And you can have that, or you can just have a mobile site. But if you just have a regular site, an old-fashioned site, and that's all you have, what Dawn said a while ago, you're going to miss half the people who could be a prospect for you.
Well, that's right.
They'll just go away.
Yeah, there are a number of platforms. I know of two, Foursquare and Wix, W-I-X.
Yep.
That if you were to use their platform to build your website, it is automatically mobile-optimized.
Yeah.
So there are developers out there that get this. And so if you use that platform and someone builds your website or you build it yourself, three pages, four pages, you know, about us, talk about your testimonials of your clients and how to get in touch with you. Mm-hmm. Right now, that's you know, that's all you really need to do just to get started. And then super important to be mobile optimized, but you can get that automatically if you use the right platform. And you have to collect the names. You and I talked about this at the break. You got to collect the names of the people that come and visit your website. You have to control your list of clients and your list of visitors. If Google or any of these other, Amazon, Etsy, any of these others are collecting that data for you, they're holding your business.
They're making money off of you, and you're not making that money.
And they're making money off of you.
Hey, Don, I got to wrap it up. DonFotopoulos.com. Okay. Don't forget that. Check that out, folks. Hey, Don, good job today. Will you come back soon?
Oh, absolutely, Jim. I can't wait.
Thank you. Don Fotopoulos, ladies and gentlemen, I told you she's the best. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingham, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.